Lots of people play video games to escape the real world, but a new type of virtual reality experience does just the opposite. It takes you to the streets of Syria and other conflict zones gripped by very real violence. But as reporter James Delahousie discovers, the new video game could be a useful tool for journalists.
Okay. Comfortable on your face.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay?
Yeah.
University of Southern California student Allison Beagleman dons bulky black virtual reality goggles and headphones.
Oh my God.
And in a moment, she's transported to a sunny street corner in Aleppo, Syria. There's a cart selling food, cars and trucks passing by, and a group of people circled around a singing little girl. But then,
all of a sudden, there's like a bomb that goes off. It's completely full of dust and dirt, and I'm sort of walking back and forth.
In this virtual world, Beagleman has experienced a mortar shelling from Bashar al-Assad's regime. This is Project Syria, a virtual reality experience built by a team of students at the University of Southern California. The bomb blasts, the destruction, they're all created using the same kind of tools video game makers use, except that this is not a regular video game.
In America, we're deeply involved in Syria, but we're very disconnected about what is that place? Who are the people? Why do I care? Why are we there?
Nani De La Peña is the lead for Project Syria and a longtime journalist in print and film.
I sometimes call virtual reality an empathy generator. It's astonishing to me. People all of a sudden connect to the characters in a way that they don't when they've read about in the newspaper or watched it on TV.
Peña sent her team to the Middle East to film refugee camps and interview survivors. The audio heard in Project Syria, from the singing girl to the bomb blast, was taken from YouTube videos of an actual mortar strike in Aleppo. What Peña's doing, using virtual reality in combination with actual reporting, is part of a wider landscape of video games being used to explore the news. And they're called, appropriately enough, news games.
There's an argument to be made that games are perfect at getting at the systemic problems and challenges in the world.
Ian Bogost, a professor at Georgia Tech, says games are really good at showing us the complex underbelly of stories. Take a game that he helped make, Oil God. The player controls an oil-rich region, waging wars and inciting coups. In playing, the user learns that oil prices are contingent on all sorts of factors rarely mentioned in a story about the price of a gallon of gas.
When you go to the cinema, you turn on the radio and you hear someone's story, you relate to it at a remove. You're not really in their shoes. You're not making choices on their behalf. You're not thrust into their situation.
But in a game, players interact with real forces, making different choices and seeing their consequences. And Bogo says that creates a deeper understanding. In the game Oil God, you can go to war and see why oil prices jump. In Project Syria, you can walk straight into a bomb blast to understand a cold reality of the Civil War. Back at the University of Southern California, student Allison Beagleman steps out of the game lab. She says that while she's heard about the war in Syria, she never felt that she could empathize with its refugees until she played this game.
You can only understand so much, but when you get to see it for yourself, yes, I'm not actually there, but this is a huge step.
A step, she says, that will lead to more time spent with all kinds of media, learning about a complex war in a far-off land. For NPR News, I'm James Delahousie.